on, everybody? This is your boy Mufasa T. Leon, back with another episode, back to back, because I felt like I had to give it to you. Give you more, the more content, the more listeners, the more discussion. You know, and I think discussion is good for all of us. It makes the world go round. How about it? Today we're getting into sports. It's football season is back, folks. Stay tuned. So, listen up. I'm a Jets fan, okay? I'm proud to admit it. I might back it down. Don't at me. Don't, you know. I don't care what you say. I'm a Jets fan. It is what it is. All right, so call me what you want. Say your team sucks. I know. But that ain't that's not what we're talking about. Alright. Today I'm gonna give you my insight on the AFC East. You know, known by many by the AFC least. Because, you know, outside of Patriots, I mean what really is there? But, you know. But hey, what can I say? The AFC East, you know, division comprised of the New England Patriots, yours truly's New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, and the Buffalo Bills. All right. Three of these teams have been butt for the last decade or so. I think the only recent team, Bills made it to the playoffs last year, and the Dolphins made it two or three years ago. But us, the New York Jets, we haven't been since Rex Ryan left. Actually, since before Rex Ryan left. Because, you know, when he was here, he went two, three years in a row, and then that was it. But, yeah. You know, AFC East, at least, hasn't really had, you know, a lot of success outside of the Patriots. And why is that? Why is that, folks? Because it's the quarterback position. For some reason, these teams in the AFC East just can't. If you, you know what, listen. We're going to get into these rosters, okay? We're going to talk about the New England roster. We're going to talk about the Jets roster. We're going to talk about the Bills. And we're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins, their quarterback situation. And the keys to success to overtaking the New England Patriots that seem to win every single year. They won a division. Every year, they won a division. When the Jets won a division, they won a division. When Miami Dolphins won a division, when Chad Pennington left, and then next year went to the Miami Dolphins, and Tom Brady was hurt that year. They had Matt Castle, and Miami Dolphins won a division. New England Patriots still won a division. When Joe Namath won the Super Bowl, New England Patriots won a division. Every year since I was born, division. Win, Patriots, them, that, them, not us, them, not them, us, no, them, yes, them. They win. That's all they do. Whether people call it cheating or not, you know what? We'll get into it, but the AFC East, you know, we got the AFC East has got to get together, be more competitive and entertaining. You know, like, I don't know what it's going to take. Well, I know it's going to take a whole hell of a lot more than it's been taking. So I need Jets, primarily the Jets. I need Miami, I need Buffalo to get it together and overtake these damn Patriots, because I'm getting sick of them. I'm getting sick. So those Buffalo Bills, You know, I don't know any team that has been more butt than the Buffalo Bills in the past 20 years. Like, straight butt. Like, fart. Like, this team has been so dang trash. You know, it's, I feel bad because there was a period of time when, like, for 4 years straight, Buffalo Bills are Super Bowl contenders. Oh, yeah, because they went and lost all four. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. They had Jim Kelly, you know, Andre Reed. You know, they had all these star players on that team, and they couldn't bring it down. They had that one cat on defense from the Little Giants. Well, he was on the Little Giants. I forgot his name. I think he played defensive end, getting all the sacks and snacks. So they were to be feared during that time, but then after that, poof, disappeared. You know, and then in recent years, they just haven't been able to get it right. And you know what? It's unfortunate because last year, we're talking about last year, they actually went to the playoffs last year. The quarterback that took them to the playoffs last year, they benched for this trash quarterback named Nathan Peterman. Now, if anybody was watching the game yesterday against the Ravens, somebody, anybody, you can't tell me that Nathan Peterman should be starting for the rest of the season. You can't. I'm telling you right now, if I was a coach, the first pick he threw, I would, hey, yo, you're done. Josh Allen, go ahead. And Josh Allen is this kid they drafted. I think they drafted number 10 overall. A lot of people were down on Josh Allen because he has a high ceiling, a lot of potential, a whole lot of arm, and not a lot of accuracy. He can sling that thing. He can sling that rock. I don't know where it's going, but he throwing it hard and far. I just don't know where it's going to land. Maybe somebody's face. Who knows? Maybe the ball boy. Maybe the referee. Maybe a fan in the stadium. Maybe a raccoon in the back of your house. Maybe that boat you got in your driveway. Maybe the White House. Who knows where it's going to land? But I know he can chuck it. They drafted this kid to eventually be the franchise in the future. Otherwise, you wouldn't have drafted him that high. They had three quarterbacks on the roster. They traded freaking Tyrod Taylor to the Browns. Thinking, oh, you know, you're going to a butt team. It can't be much worse than this. We're doing you a favor. We'll stick with Peterman. We'll stick with the guy that threw five picks in his first game, in his first start. Five. Three of them in the first half. Two of them in one quarter. Five. Five. Going to stick with this guy and trade you away, even though you let us hit the playoffs, even though you've been consistent. Now listen, I know Tyrod Taylor, he ain't Vic, he ain't flashy, he can run his butt off, he got a strong arm, he throws a hell of a deep ball, you know, he's accurate as hell. Maybe the intermediate passes, meh, you know, Skip Bayless calls him dink and dunk Tyrod. Okay, I give you that, because he was dinking and he was dunking yesterday against the Steelers. But you know, hey, it is what it is. Tyrod got the job done. He was consistent. Y'all, and you know, believe it or not, Buffalo actually had winning records with Tyrod as a quarterback. So they got rid of him. Went and got A.J. McCarron from the Bengals. He didn't last long. He got hurt in the preseason. Then got traded to the Raiders, who had already had Connor Cook and E.J. Manuel. Why the hell would they need A.J. McCarron? Oh, that's right. They got rid of Connor Cook. But why would you still need A.J. McCarron if you already have E.J. Manuel, who played well in the preseason? Did you really trade Khalil Mack to open up a roster spot for A.J. McCarron? A.J. McCarron? Everybody was hailing him as a second coming after Andy Dalton because he won, like, 2-3 games. And it was in the playoffs. Guys behind. And they almost won that game in the playoffs. But, you know, whatever. My point is this. The Bills haven't had a good quarterback in a long time. Even when they had Ryan Fitzpatrick some years ago, who's consistently trash. He was putting up big numbers, but they weren't going anywhere. So they got rid of him. Now they're stuck with AJ McCarron. They're stuck with Nathan Peterman and Josh Allen. Now, if you looked at Nathan Peterman and didn't think that he wasn't going to get pulled at some point, his pick throwing self. Yesterday, you had another thought coming. Just keeping him in the game is just, come on. Why? So, they've had a great defense. I remember when Rex Ryan left the New York Jets and went to the Bills. Everybody was saying, oh man, the Bills are about to have a crazy, nasty defense. And they did. They just couldn't get in the playoffs. But they had a good defense. You know? And you know, a lot of people don't want to point it out. Before Rex Ryan got there. Actually, yeah, before Rex Ryan got there, they had Jim Schwartz as the offensive coordinator. Buffalo Bills defense is balling. One year they had led the league in sacks. They had like 80-something sacks. Back with Mario Williams, Kyle Williams. You know what I mean? Jerry Hughes was in like his first or second year. That defense was nasty. It was bananas. Then they get Rex Ryan, play the 3-4. That's the end of that defense. Because Rex Ryan's defense is more predicated on secondary, locking down secondary, rather than getting to the quarterback. Which is why Rex Ryan's defenses haven't had a lot of sacks. Go figure. So these Bills, if they look the rest of the season like the way they looked yesterday against the Ravens, they are not going anywhere. They just made the playoffs last year. And they got rid of their best player on offense. Then they went and got Kelvin Benjamin last year. Mr. My quarterback has always sucked. Like, Kelvin, you at this point, you better be grateful you had Cam Newton as a quarterback at some point in your career. So we could talk about the fact that you weren't even available for most of those years. And they went to the Super Bowl without you, without your help. They had the best offense that year without your help. And you had a nerve to complain, and then you don't want to man up when Cam Newton came and talked to you man to man. You want to walk away like the butt player that you are to overrate yourself. Kelvin Benjamin's trash. And I'm not talking about from an NFL talent. Obviously, he's good enough to play in the NFL, but he's a one-trick pony. He's a 50-50 ball player. His routes ain't precise. He's injury-prone, and he's a deep threat, 50-50, Dez Bryant player. That's all he is. He can't run routes. And his hands ain't even all that good. He's all right. And he ain't that fast. He's big, tall. Oh, at one point he was fat. Showing up to camp like 280 or something like that. That receiver, come on, bro. Now the defense of the Buffalo Bills, I've always liked Buffalo Bills defense. You know what I mean? They're linebackers. They're secondary, like Micah Hyde and Tre'Davious White. Always nice. This is when, like, they have good players and they let them leave. It's when those players find success in other places, like Denoris Searcy, right? Denoris Searcy was nice for the Bills. And then went to the Titans. And they had that other safety, that dude that went to the Saints and just disappeared from the face of the earth. I forgot his name. He was like a 4 or 5-time Pro Bowler in a row. Nice. Got paid bad money, got hurt, and that was the last you heard of him. That Dante Whitner at one point. Or Dante Hittner before he went to the Browns. So they've had some successful defenses. It's just their offense has never been able to come around. You know, and who are their receivers? Outside of Kelvin Benjamin and a dude from North Carolina, from ECU. Who are their receivers? Mm-hmm. Who are their running backs? Mm-hmm. Who cares? They got me. Of course, they got LeSean McCoy and Chris Ivory. You know what I mean? Chris Ivory used to be with the New York Jets. You know? And then he played with Jags the last 3 years. He was a bell cow for a minute, but he just could barely get over 1,000 yards. He's a barely 1,000 yard rusher. And he got LeSean, I want to dance from side to side, McCoy. LeSean, I don't believe in North and South McCoy. LeSean, I don't have any sense of cardinal direction, McCoy. And don't get me wrong, LeSean McCoy is a beast. But, I mean, you know, you ain't going to win with just LeSean. You need more than LeSean. I don't really see them going anywhere this year. You know, if they really wanted to overtake the Patriots, that defense is going to have to come through. Josh Allen is going to at least have to manage. You know, and nobody's asking him to chug it 80 yards every play. If he could just, they could just, you know, attack with the run game, play stout defense like they did last year, get some turnovers, win close games, and it's, you know, who's to say it can't happen? Me, I'm saying it. It's not going to happen. Miami. Now listen, Miami is a very beautiful place. Okay. South Beach, got, you know what I'm saying, no income, state income tax. You know, I've been there a couple times in my lifetime. Miami's very beautiful. It's a beautiful, wonderful place. You got clubs up the Wuha, lots of things to do in Miami, beautiful beaches, beautiful water. It's Miami. Now, Dolphins, though. Okay. Dolphins recently they've been butt. Not as butt as the Bills, but they've been pretty butt. You know, I mean, they haven't really been relevant since, you know, Ray Finkel was the kicker. He's the kicker, right? Ray Finkel? Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel. But they haven't really been relevant since you know, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Dan Marino was on the team. They haven't really been that relevant. You know, they've had a couple decent years, but nothing to write home about. You know, that one year that they somehow won the division only because Tom Brady got hurt. And like I said before, Patriots still won the division. You know, so who have they had at quarterback? Matt Moore has been friggin' 25, 35 year backup. Ryan Tannehill. Remember when they drafted Pat White a long time ago? He ended up being the receiver. Remember when they drafted Marcus Vick? Not drafted, but signed Marcus Vick. He ended up being a returner. What happened to him? What have they really had? At the quarterback position. Outside, after Dan Marino, post-Dan Marino, what has Miami really had? They had Jay Cutler last year. He didn't do nothing. It's because Jay Cutler is Jay Butler, because he's butt. But, you know, one thing Miami is good at having is a good defense. One thing they can consistently have is a consistent freaking defense. Every year, the defense is somehow the defense holds on. And, you know, Cameron Wake is about 78 years old, and he's still getting double-digit sacks every season. You know, a few years ago, they went and got Dominican Sue. They went and got Donkey Kong Sue. And he was a beast for them. Rashad Jones at safety, he doesn't get a lot of credit. You know, one of those players when your team is trash, your Madden rating goes down. Even though you're clearly the best player on defense, Rashad Jones will get a lot of love, but he's a beast. They went and drafted Minkah Fitzpatrick from Alabama, who's like a hybrid player, which is good. In today's NFL, you need to know how to play the slot, outside, safety. You know what I mean? Playing multiple positions is definitely beneficial in today's NFL. But who cares when your team is trash? They got rid of Jay Ajayi last season, in the middle of the season. Jay Ajayi. You know how good Jay Ajayi... There's a couple games Jay Ajayi had, like over a few games, over like 200 yards rushing. Balling. Not last year, the year before. And they got rid of this guy. He was thought to be injury prone early in his career. He ain't even been in the NFL long. This is probably like his fourth or fifth year in the NFL. Maybe I think his fourth. He's a good running back. And the rest is history. As soon as they traded him, he goes and helps the Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl. One of the contributing factors is they couldn't stop him. He and LeGarrette Blount. So they get rid of Jay Ajayi and go with Kenyon Drake. Which, you know, he had like a good 4 or 5 week stretch. You know what I mean? He's fast. Okay. He was at Alabama too. He's fast. Okay. Cool. That's nice. Their receivers, Devontae Parker, they got rid of Jarvis Landry. He was their best receiver. And you know what? A lot of people don't give Landry a lot of credit. You know, between he and Odell Beckham, like, his name ain't as big as Odell Beckham, but in his 4 years in the NFL, he's been the best receiver in those 4 years. He's the best receiver in the NFL, but I'm saying, like, his first 4 year stats are better than anybody's first 4 year stats. He's had more catches and yards than any other receiver's first 4 years. It was going to be Beckham, but Beckham got hurt last year. This dude's catching, like, at least 90-something to 100 balls every year. And you could say it's dink and dunk, freaking out the slot on whatever the bubble hook, whatever routes. But he's catching it, though. That's all that matters. Can't say that for a lot of other cats. Like, give Jarvis Landry, and he and Odell Beckham were teammates. Jarvis Landry is a freaking animal. It's contagious, bro. It's contagious. His skill, they sent him to the Browns. His skills, it's contagious. It's contagious. It's contagious, man. And you see what he's doing over there with that team, changing the culture. So they got rid of Jarvis Landry. So they stuck with Devontae Parker. Kenny Stills is okay. I think Kenny Stills should have stayed on the Saints. And stuck with Drew Brees throwing the ball. I think he got traded. I don't think it was his choice. But Kenny Stills was a beast for the Saints for a little bit. I mean, yeah, maybe an argument can be made he's been better for the Dolphins because he's had more opportunities. But still, I would have stayed on the Saints. I would have wanted to stay on the Saints and have Drew Brees throw me the ball. I know you'll give me the rock. You don't know who the hell is going to be your quarterback on Sunday. Miami. It could be Matt Moore. It could be Ryan Tannehill. Hell, it could be the janitor. And I'm glad Jay Cutler's retired. Good riddance, Jay Butler. Good riddance. So, I mean, that's not much I can say about the Dolphins. Like, you know, Kiko Alonso, he's a beast linebacker. I mean, they're boring. It just made me yawn. Meh. In order for them to beat the Patriots in the division, like, they won their first game yesterday. I forgot who they were playing, but they won. You know, they beat the Titans. Yeah, they beat the Titans. Okay. Meh. Another boring team. In order for them to beat the Patriots, they gotta, you know, Ryan Tannehill gotta actually look like a quarterback and be consistent. They paying him all this money. He gotta actually look like a quarterback and consistently win games. The defense has to do his thing. Cameron Wake is always gonna bring that fire. Minkah Fitzpatrick, he gotta do his thing. They need everybody to get on the same page and get on board and win. You gotta win. Close games, just like the Bills, same formula. Use King and Drake. Use his speed. Don't ask Ryan Tannehill to do too much because he ain't that type of quarterback. And it might do some things. Will it happen? Hell no.
Oh, thank you.
J-E-T-S. Judge, judge, judge. Yeah, buddy. The New York Jets, baby. My favorite team. No, you know what? As a New Yorker, I root for every New York team. Genuinely, I root for, including the Bills. And, you know, honestly, the Bills is the only team that actually plays in New York. But that's neither here nor there. As a New Yorker, I root for every New York team to have success. However, if they're playing each other, Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. All right. All day, every day. Green. Gang green. Fungus green. Boo-boo green. When you had too much vegetables, green. Green like the spinach that gets caught in your teeth. Green like them boogers that come out your nose that your kid just picked and then ate it afterwards. I'm talking about green like that. Green like a cartoon. When a cartoon character farts and you seen that cloud. Green. Green like that moolah, that cheddar, that guap. Green. Like the Jets. And, you know, I have, you know, some good expectations for the Jets this year. You know, if we take a walk down memory lane, okay, and we're not going to go that far back to Joe Namath. That's a little too far. I mean, yeah, we haven't won a Super Bowl since 1972. I don't care. Whatever. Stop bringing it up. All right. I know. We've been butt ever since. I know. And we got that freaking linebacker to thank for making Tom Brady who the hell he is. Otherwise, if that line, it was Mo Williams, if that linebacker hadn't hit Drew Bledsoe, it injured Drew Bledsoe, we don't even know who Tom Brady is. We know he is, but we wouldn't care. Not as much as we do now. We wouldn't care. Because he wouldn't have had... I mean, who's to say this trajectory of Tom Brady's career would be where it is now without Drew Bledsoe getting hurt? Who's to say Tom Brady goes to 5 Super Bowls? 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 13 Super Bowls. Who's to say they win 8 of them? 7, 5, 6. I think about 5. You got 5. Lost 2 to Eli, though. Who's to say? If Drew Bledsoe had gotten hurt, best thing to hit no there. It happened. This is where we are. And now the Patriots have been dominating the division ever since. But anywho, This is about the Jets. Gangrene. So, taking a walk down memory lane, go back as far as Herm Edwards. Okay. Mr. You play to win the game. Herm Edwards. You Mr. Hello. Herm Edwards. You don't play to just play. You play to win the game. Herm Edwards. Don't press in, Herm Edwards. Old school. Light skin. Herm Edwards used to play for the Eagles when he was in the NFL. He was the head coach of the Jets before Rex Ryan. I think you had Herm, then you had Mangini, then you had Rex. Herm actually took us to the playoffs. We had Chad Pennington, Wayne Sherbet, Vernius Cole, just to name a few. We had Curtis Martin. Herm Edwards ran Curtis Martin so he couldn't run no more. Funny thing is, Curtis Martin was a Patriot at first. Then he became the greatest Jet ever. Greater than Joe Namath. Yeah, Joe Namath. You know what? Actually, I'd say greater than Joe Namath. Joe Namath got us a Super Bowl, but that's about it. I mean, if you're really going off of that, then that would make him great because he actually got us a big thing, a big trophy. But in terms of who personified what being a Jet was all about, that was Curtis Martin all day. Curtis Martin was always my favorite player growing up. Like, Curtis Martin, like, dude was consistent, man. 1,400 yards, rushing yards, 1,500, 1,600, 13, 14, 16, 13, 14, 16. But, like, consistent every year. Even in his latter years, when they say running backs hit the track and hit the dirt and they start to, run wear down because of the wear and tear in their bodies from running all over the place, you're still balling. And then right after after Curtis Martin, and that's when our defense wasn't that great, but our offense was legit. And then right after that, Eric Mangini, we were like, eh. Still had Chad. I think we had just gotten rid of Chad. I don't know who the hell we had at quarterback. Kellen Clemens? Like, I don't know. I don't even remember who we had at quarterback. Who did we have at quarterback? Mark Brunell? For a little bit? I've actually met in person. He's a really nice guy. Tall as hell. Ooh. Eric Mangini is a defensive guy. Bill Belichick disciple. And I don't know what it is about people that are Bill Belichick disciples that they just can't have success against him. That's because these coaches be overthinking it, trying to out Belichick. Like, you can't beat the Patriots that way. There's so many times the Patriots could have lost these games. And these coaches going against them shoot themselves in the foot over and over again. But, yeah, I don't know who we had. Eric Mangini, that whole Spygate thing happened during Eric Mangini's, Patriots spying on the Jets, spying on practice. I don't know what you needed to spy on anyway. We weren't going to win anything. T wasn't that great. Got rid of Eric Mangini, got Rex Ryan. Drafted Mark Sanchez, number 4 overall. Traded up draft. USC quarterback. Now, we know USC quarterbacks are not the best quarterbacks in the NFL when they get to the NFL. They don't have success like they had in college. Case in point, Carson Palmer. Heisman-winning type quarterback. I think he did win the Heisman, actually. If he didn't, he was in line for it. Beast. NFL career. Matt Leinart, Heisman Trophy winner, beast at USC. He and Reggie Bush going ham, 1-2 punch. Matt Leinart, NFL, and they both play for the Cardinals, ironically. Mark Sanchez, the Sanchez. And he played more like French fries. Garbage, garbage, trash. Can't throw a dang. Tim Tebow throw better than Sanchez. Butt fumble. We all know the butt fumble. Running into his own player, his own lineman, and fumbling off of the lineman's butt. That's what happened against the Patriots. Butt fumble. Everybody, I give you the butt fumble. And Mark Sanchez, who was butt when he got there, he was butt after he left. You know, and we're going to get to this other quarterback later. Because this is going to be two parts, baby. Because I got to take my time on the Jets. Gang Green. J-E-T-S. Jets. I got to take my time. But this first part. The quarterbacks the Jets have had, like, it's just so terrible. Like, after Sanchez, we had Geno Smith. He was more like Geno. You know what? Listen. Our defense has been, you know, for the most part, stout. Rex Ryan was head coach. You know, due to Rex Ryan's philosophy and their cornerback's talent, it worked. You know, if we were getting any sacks, it was mainly because our corners were shutting down their receivers. You know, you had Darrell Revis, my favorite, second favorite Jets player of all time, that shut down half the field. You had Antonio Cromartie on the other side, shut down his side of the field. And he was getting picks because nobody wanted to throw to Revis aside. You know, had Eric Smith in the back, Calvin Pace, linebacker, Mo Wilkerson, his rookie year, he was, you know, okay. You know what I'm saying? But he got some talent on the defensive side of the ball. But mainly, there hasn't really been a lot of offensive talent. Our defenses have been, man, okay. You know, the funny thing is, I think Rex Ryan was so stubborn in his philosophy that he didn't address what needed to be addressed. We never had a legit pass rusher since John Abraham. We haven't had a good pass rusher since John Abraham. And that's back in like the mid to early 2000s. You know, Rex Ryan's defense is all predicated on linebackers and corners. Like, I think the 3-4 defense is overrated. I'm not a huge fan. I prefer the 4-3. You know, 4-3 and some speed rushers. Gucci. You know, 3-4. Excuse me. 3-4 defense to me is not really effective unless you got good outside linebackers that can get to the quarterback, like Von Miller, Nick Chubb. You know, Khalil Mack, you know, Okafor, people like that. I can get to the quarterback on a consistent basis. But we haven't had really a good team. You know, Geno Smith, I'm not even going to go there. I don't even know why he still has a job. I really don't understand. He actually looked decent on the Giants last year. He didn't look bad. As bad as he did when he stunk it up in the Jets uniform. Well, let's not even get into our receivers. Who the hell have our receivers been? We haven't had a decent receiver since like Braylon Edwards. We had Plaxico for a season. After he won the Super Bowl with the Giants, he came to the Jets. Lavernius Cole is probably our most talented. Oh, we had that dude from Steelers. Holmes. Super Bowl MVP at one point. And then he was trash. Ended up being trash. So Geno Smith wasn't really surrounded with a lot of talent, but he didn't make them better either. We had good tight ends. We had Dustin Keller, but he was injury prone. Austin Seferian Jenkins for a season. He was productive, but he really couldn't catch. Like, I don't get it. I remember when we had LaDainian Tomlinson. You know, people like to give Mark Sanchez credit, like, oh, Mark Sanchez took y'all to two back-to-back. He didn't take us anywhere. The defense took him there. He just rode on the bus. The defense carried us to two back-to-back AFC titles or appearances. One of which I was in boot camp for, actually. The year the Saints won the Super Bowl, I remember like it was yesterday. I was in boot camp, and my buddy kept getting the newspapers from his folks, and it was like, oh, the Jets beat the Patriots. The whole can't wait thing. The Jets beat Bengals, you know, lose to the Colts, or beat the Patriots, lose to the Steelers. That year, I think it was the Colts. Yeah, that year it was the Colts. Lost to the Colts. Because Peyton Manning just went off. But we should have won that game. We would have ended up in the Super Bowl. I think we would have beat the Saints, if you ask me. Because Colts didn't have a defense, but we had a defense. Could you imagine the Jets and the Saints in the Super Bowl? The pounding we would have put on Drew Brees? Whew. Man. But no, not really much talent, you know. And this is gonna take me to the second part, because I've been rambling too long, and we're gonna talk about the second part about this quarterback we just drafted this year at number 3 overall, Sam I Am. So part 2 of the J-E-T-S, Jets segment, we're going to talk about Sam I Am. Sam I Am. Sam Darnold, quarterback out of USC, 21 years old, youngest starting quarterback in NFL history since the merger. Starting tonight against the Detroit Lions after beating out Teddy Bridgewater and Josh McCown in camp. It wasn't really much of a battle with Josh McCown. We knew Josh McCown wasn't going to play. Josh McCown is 47 years old anyway. He wasn't going to play. But Teddy Bridgewater, he beat out Teddy Bridgewater, and we traded Teddy Bridgewater to the New Orleans Saints. So the road was set for Sam Darnold to start. It was going to happen. But the one question mark I have about Sam I Am is the fact that he's a USC quarterback, another USC quarterback that we've drafted in the top 5. We haven't drafted a quarterback this high since, shoot, ever? Namath, maybe? I don't know. We haven't drafted this high a quarterback. Before that, it was Sanchez. We've always drafted defensive players. In the last several years, it's always been somebody on defense. So now that we finally got our guy, I believe in him somewhat. He was turnover prone like a mother at USC. Like fumble, pick, fumble, pick, fumble, 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 pick. But he did ball out. If I was him, I would have left out of the NFL when he was eligible. Instead of coming back another year, he would have been 19, going on 20.
when he was on fire. That's the thing about these college players, man. Come while you're hot, man. Don't go back in the, like, I know you want to learn, but you can develop a lot more in the NFL if you have someone that's willing to invest in you. And I think that we have the right staff to invest in Sam, the right coordinator. The coordinator we had last year, Morton, didn't know what the hell he was doing. I don't even know why, and I'm glad Todd Bowles got him the hell up out of here. Running the ball on third and one. Throwing the ball on third and one. Are you kidding me? Doing trick plays on second and 15. Running the ball on third and 25. On their 30. On your own 40. I don't know. So we finally got Sam Darnold. Got a quarterback. I definitely thought the Giants were going to draft him. I thought the Browns were going to draft him. Actually, I didn't expect. I wanted Baker. That's just me, personally. I thought Baker was the best quarterback in the draft. And the most NFL ready. He didn't get a lot of credit because he's shorter. You know. But I wanted Baker. But people were saying, oh, you know, he's short, he doesn't, blah, blah, blah. We didn't get Baker, we got Sam. Next best thing. Actually, we probably ended up getting the best quarterback. He's the only one out of that rookie class of quarterbacks that's actually starting. It's chosen Rosen ain't starting. I didn't want Rosen. I think he was overrated and injury prone. I didn't want Allen. Again, stinging the rock. Nice arm. I just don't know where it's going to land, where it's going to go, who it's going to hit. Probably on its way to me right now in Camp Pendleton, California. But we got Sam. You know, I have to say, watching him in the preseason, I feel confident. You know, I wasn't too confident when Madden came out and I was playing with him in Madden. You know, until after a while. I'm actually playing with him right now, actually. It's actually pretty decent. But yeah. And we'll get into, you know, some other day we'll get into, I don't understand why Lamar Jackson is better than Sam Darnold in Madden. I do not get that at all. Sam Darnold is a much better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can't throw a lick. All he can do is run. He's athletic as hell, but that's about it. He can't throw. Not right now, at least. But anywho, Sam I am, green eggs and ham. Sam I am, Sam I am. Another USC quarterback I'm really confident in. I hope he does well tonight. I think that we finally have somewhat of a talent to surround him with. You know, looking at our offense this year, Robbie Anderson, underrated receiver last year, amazing deep threat. His hands are getting better. I don't know if any of y'all been watching, but dude's starting to catch these 50-50 balls, like snag them things. If you saw him last year against the Bills and the Dolphins, he was and against who do you go against that? We play that one game. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the team we beat last year, snatching that thing. You know, we got Jermaine Kearse back, the guy we picked up from Seattle last year. We traded. We sent Sheldon Richardson over there. We got Terrell Pryor, quarterback turned receiver, more like a Dez Bryant with a little better routes, a lot faster, taller, bigger. Hands ain't as dominant as Dez was, but I mean he's dirty, so whatever. We got Quincy Enunwa coming back, who's recent years he had been clutch for us. I mean, he's injury prone. If Quincy Enunwa can stay healthy this year, our receiving corps could have a really big year. As I say, if you put Kearse and Robbie Anderson on the outside and Enunwa in the slot, and underneath, oh, he's an animal.
tight ends are butt. I'm just going to say it. I mean, we drafted one last year, Jordan Leggett, but, I mean, whatever. Our tight ends are trash. Then we got running backs. Lyle Powell. Yeah, I'm yawning because he doesn't, I mean, he's streaky. He does stuff here and there, but he ain't consistent with it. So we got Bilal. Got Isaiah Crowell from the Browns. He's good. Decent running back. Sub 1,000 yarder. Elijah McGuire went down. He was good for us in moments last year when he was a rookie. You know, don't have a fullback. Who the hell is that? But for the most part, we have a decent amount of talent to surround Sam Darnold with. The line, oh Lord, have mercy. That's the one thing I am worried about the most when it comes to Sam Darnold's success is the offensive line. Our offensive line is B-U-T-T, but. Like, our offensive line is garbage. Garbage. Trash. Fart. Nothing. We've had to have a good offensive line since Nick Mangold and the Brickishaw Ferguson. Personally, I think we should go get Richie Incognito. He's old, but hey, he's strong. Hold it down. Went and got a. Who do we have on our line? Spencer Long. Okay, man. Brian Winters. It was decent. Brent Quivel. James Carpenter. And Kelvin Beecham. It's going to be a sack fest tonight. If they don't protect. But, I mean, somewhat decent. You know, somewhat decent something around Sam. It wasn't as bad as it was when we had Geno. It's not as bad as it was when we had Geno. He has some talent. He has people to throw to. He has a bevy of talent to throw to. And you know what I mean? It's just that line. Oh, it's scaring me. Now, on our defense, you know, Sam Darnold might not have to do too much if our defense does his job. For example, you saw how Eli Manning looked last year or how the defense looked last year when the line couldn't protect Eli Manning. They were on the field so much. The defense the year before that was like a top five defense in the NFL. Looked trash last year because they were always on the field because Eli couldn't get help. The offense couldn't get going. And Odell Beckham got hurt. So if our offense line somehow blocks just enough for us to hold the ball a little bit longer on possessions, our defense, I think, was going to have a big year. Went and got Jermaine Johnson from the Rams, top 10 cornerback, I think. Morris Claiborne, he actually is healthy. Mo Claiborne from the Cowboys, we got him last year. He played decent last year. Buster Screen, I think we should get rid of him. Buster Screen is a pass interference waiting to happen. He's overrated, and he's a pass. He plays hard, but that's his problem. He plays too hard. He's a pass interference waiting to happen. In key moments, too. But we should get rid of Buster Screen. But we got him. He on the team. Whatever. We got a couple more cornerbacks. My favorite player right now on the Jets right now, Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams is the leader, man. Like John Gruden. Hey, I tell you what, man. Hey, that Jamal Adams, man. Huh? That guy's a leader. Even as a rookie, you could just tell it just oozed out of him. Like, he just took command of that defense. Like, yeah, he didn't have a pick, but he still had a pretty good rookie season. Hopefully he gets a pick this year. He almost caught a couple last year, but hopefully he gets one this year. And I think a combination between Jamal Adams and Marcus May, oh, Our safety talent is going to be nice. Marcus May just got to get healthy. But our safety talent, Jamal Adams is going to, he's going to have a really a breakout season here this year. As long as our freaking butt D-line and our butt pass rushers, outside linebackers, can actually get to the quarterback. Now, I'm not worried about all the linebackers. Like, Jenkins and Williamson, I'm good on. It's freaking Darren Lee and whoever the hell the other guy is starting that I'm worried about. Because I don't know who the hell the other speed rusher is. And Darren Lee is as soft as cottonelle tissue. If you ever watched Darren Lee in any of the preseason games, in any of the games last year, getting pushed 10, 15 yards down the field by linemen and running backs and tight ends and fullbacks just getting carried. Like, get strong, bro. Get the dog in you. But I think our defense is going to be physical this year. Leonard Williams, you got to get to the quarterback, Leonard. Big Cat, come on. You look like my favorite animal. Come on, Leonard. Get to the quarterback, man. You're the best player we have on our defensive line. You know, we drafted Nathan Shepherd. He's going to be a beast. We got Henry Anderson from the Colts. He's going to be good. Got rid of Wilkerson, those trash behind. Overrated self. Who cares? I don't even know where we sent him. I don't care. Doesn't matter. He's gone. Did get a good middle linebacker in Williamson from the Titans. Dude gets a lot of turnovers. He's Williamson's good. And I hope he can show that tonight against Matt Stafford. But if our defense shows up, I think Sam Darnold will have success. Now, what is the key to the Jets overtaking the Patriots? It's not going to happen this year. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not going to happen this year. But if I were a betting man and the lines, the stars align just right for the New York Jets, if the defense holds and Sam Darnold can pull out some close game and go out there, and he goes out there and balls out, I don't see no reason why the Jets can't at least tie the division, take it one game at a time. Because the Patriots should have lost yesterday. But if Houston's offensive line wasn't so butt. But you know what? Listen, this is about the Jets. This is about Sam I Am on offense and Jamal Adams on defense. Those two key players right there. Jamal Adams got to get this defense right. And Sam has to really command the team, command the offense, score points. You got to put up points. He can't be throwing picks. But he looked good in the preseason, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Sam, I am. So what do all these teams have in common? They all want to beat the Patriots. Essentially, like, when these teams play the Patriots, it's like playing the Super Bowl. If we could just get past the Patriots, man. And the Patriots look like they haven't missed a step. And Tom Brady went out there and balled. And it's amazing to me because, you know, if they don't try to outthink Belichick, if they just played simple, just kept it simple. Well, a lot of these teams are usually up on the Patriots. Just play it simple and just keep it that way, except trying to play chess with Belichick. Like, it's not going to work. They all just play checkers. The Belichick kept it simple. Run the ball. Keep Tom Brady off the field. There's no doubt that they can overtake the Patriots. It's just they try to do too much against the Patriots, and it results in them making big plays at the big moments. Patriots aren't that difficult to beat. Well, actually, in Madden, for some reason, Patriots are just like, just like in real life, they be having the Patriots do some stuff that's not supposed to happen. It's fluky stuff. No matter what you do, you just Compute the AI in Madden does not want you to beat the Patriots for some reason. But my point is this. The Jets with Sam I Am, the Buffalo Chills with Nathan Buttman, Butterman, or Josh Allen. Josh throw the ball who knows where, but very far Allen. And the Miami Dolphins, who probably rather sink than swim, who probably are going to sink than swim. If they just put it together, keep it simple, we might have another AFC champion this year, AFC East champion this year. We won't be the laughing stock of the NFL like we've been in the last recent years. We might go from AFC Least to actually being called AFC East. But right now, it's looking like an AFC feast. You like that, didn't you? The lion has spoken.